Video: Woman attacked and bitten while jogging in Florida, sheriff says. By Amy Furr on September 22, 2022. A young woman was attacked while jogging in Seminole County, Florida, on Monday evening, and surveillance footage captured parts of the incident. Video surveillance footage allegedly shows the suspect, a 19-year-old man, following her. Seminole County Sheriff's Office detectives eventually located the individual and questioned him, Fox 35 reported. In a social media post Tuesday, the sheriff's office shared the video and said it was investigating an attempted sexual battery that occurred in the Wakiva subdivision. According to Sheriff Dennis Lema, the woman was running down West Wakiva Trail just before 9 p.m. when she noticed someone behind her, removed her headphones, and stopped running to save her energy. The suspect ran after her and before she knew it, she was grabbed from behind and thrown to the ground by this man, Lema explained. She had one hand on her pants, one hand on her phone, as he grabs from behind and moves his body in a sexual motion on top of her. Lema said a neighbor heard the woman crying out and called 911. These neighbors are truly acting in a heroic way. You hear somebody screaming, you leave your house. You go out into the backyard, which is potentially unsafe, right? And you call, do you need help? And that's how we were alerted, he stated. When another neighbor jumped the fence, the suspect fled the scene. Lema also noted the man was accused of biting the woman during the incident. When he was on top of her, he clamped down and bit her in the back, and then she has injuries associated with the fall to the concrete, he explained. In a social media post Wednesday, the sheriff's office said 19-year-old William Paul Stamper has been arrested. Stamper is currently being booked into the John E. Polk Correction Facility on charges of attempted sexual battery, the post reads. The woman was reportedly told a few weeks ago she may have been followed during a jog. However, it remained unclear if the incidents were related. What's important now is that the public know it is absolutely safe to go outside, Lema told reporters. The last thing that I want is to have people fearful of going out for jogs and hikes and runs, he concluded.